Recalling the comics we enjoyed. A favourite childhood memory for many will be going to newsagents every week and buying a comic or magazine to savour along with a bag of sweets. And at Christmas, you could often look forward to an annual in your stocking. The use of the word comics as a generic term for all children's weekly publications derives from an early publication, Comic Cuts, which ran from 1890 to 1953 and contained only humorous material. That would be the theme for most subsequent juvenile publications as well, so comic is usually a justified term. Another long-lasting children's magazine was Boy's Own Paper, which was initially published by the Religious Tract Society and ran from 1879 to 1967. As can be guessed from the name of the publishers, the paper had the aim of instilling Christian values and contained adventure stories, tales of public school life, and instruction on sports and making things like canoes. The contributors to the magazine included cricketer W.G. Grace, the authors Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Jules Verne, and the founder of the Scout movement, Robert Baden-Powell. Although the paper is long gone, its legacy lives on in the fact that an improbable adventure is still described as being from Boy's Own. It is far more likely that listeners will be familiar with The Dandy and the Beano, which were first published in the late 1930s. They were pioneers of using speech bubbles rather than captions under the pictures. And in the 1950s, both papers had sales of 2 million. The success of their mixture of slapstick and irreverence inspired rival comics such as Buster, Topper and Beezer in the 1950s and 60s. But the Beano and Dandy outlasted all of these rivals. In the 1970s, we can add Whizzer and Chips, 1969 to 1990, Shiver and Shake, 1973 to 74, Monster Fun, 1975 to 6, and Whoopee, 1974 to 1985, among the shorter-lived rivals. But it seems that Monster Fun was revived in 2022. By 2012, the Dandy's circulation had dropped to 8,000, and in December 2012, it was replaced by a digital edition, which included long-standing favourite characters like Desperate Dan, Banana Man and Keyhole Kate, who was now a schoolgirl sleuth rather than a nosy parker. Sadly, the digital edition was considered unreliable and decidedly inferior to the print edition, so the Dandy's digital edition closed in June 2013. The Dandy appears as a summer special and an annual, but the Beano is still going with favourite characters such as Dennis the Menace, Minnie the Minx and Roger the Dodger. It must be said that the fact that these comics were geared mostly towards schoolboys and had a masculine bias in that female characters are either supporting characters or, if they are main characters like Minnie the Minx and Pansy Potter, they are tomboys. The 1950s and 1960s were a time when many new comics emerged trying to emulate the success of the Beano and Dandy, with some, like Valiant and Victor, being very decidedly masculine in character with wartime stories. But this was also the time when magazines aimed at girls also emerged. The first comic specifically aimed at girls was School Friend, which was first published in May 1950. And continued until 1965, when it merged with June, which in turn merged with Tammy in 1974. It was a standard practice for a publication with declining circulation to merge with another, so June would become June and School Friend after taking over School Friend, and some features from the ceased publication would be carried into the continuing publication. Bunty, which first appeared in 1958, was another early girls' comic and was published by D.C. Thompson, the publishers of The Beano and Dandy. It finally closed in 2001, but during its life it had absorbed the following: DC Comics, Susie, 1987, Nikki for Girls, May 1989, and Mandy and Judy, 1997, which in turn was the result of the merger of Judy with Mandy. A standard fare of girls' comics was romance, school, and girl next door stories, but in the 1970s, there was a trend towards slick magazines, which gave attention to fashion and pop music. Jackie, which debuted in 1964, led this trend and contained a mix of fashion and beauty tips, gossip, short stories, and comic strips that dealt with family or romance issues, and by the 1980s no longer contained any comic strips. Diana and Judy were to become slick titles in the 1970s. The late 1970s saw a trend to more action-orientated comics for boys, with Warlord, 1974-86, Action, 1976-7, short-lived because of its graphic violence, and the science fiction comic 2000 AD, which originated in 1977. And is one of the very few comics still in existence. Look and Learn was an educational magazine that contained history, science, and literature, but did have a science fiction comic strip, The Tregan Empire, set in an Earth-like civilization in another galaxy. Look and Learn ran from 1962 to 1982 and had to fold, because the costs of producing such a quality magazine were not recouped by the sales. A possible reason for the decline in comic sales in the UK could be a snobbishness that dismisses comics as being an inferior form of literature, unlike the case in France, where the bande dessinée is a recognised art form that receives support from the French government. Indeed, the Asterix the Gaul series of comic books has been translated into several languages, including Welsh, Albanian, Turkish, and the Portuguese dialect Mirandese.